My name is Daryl Anderson. I served in Baghdad, Iraq from January 04 to July 04. But I'll start it off with my progression in Iraq. It started with 9/11 because that's what led to the war. Like Dennis was saying, that's what fueled the fire. That's the big part of the lie that led to the lies I witnessed in Iraq. So I didn't join because of 9/11, because to me, growing up as a kid in Kentucky, I was working 50 hours a week. I was selling drugs to pay my child support. I was broke. I was a hood rat. And I was growing up like you probably see a bunch of kids running around the ghettos around here. And 9/11 happened. It didn't affect me. I didn't think about it because I didn't have health care. I was working a job that paid me $5 something an hour. What do I care about these 3,000 people that died when my friends are dying every day in the street? I didn't know it would come to affect me one day. But I also knew about the Desert Storm guys who became terrorists. But all of a sudden in Kentucky, because it was some brown people in Kentucky were looking at me like I was a terrorist. Because I'm dark, I can grow a beard, you know, and I'm not as white as many as you people in the room. I'm white, but I'm not that light. So I started to feel a lot of that, like, man, people are, you know, they're worried about, they're going to hit Fort Knox in Kentucky. And I'm thinking, this is racism. This is what feeds the fuel that Iraqis are beneath us, and we can go kill them, because look it, they killed 3,000 innocent people. They don't care about innocent lives. In Desert Storm, we couldn't get into Baghdad because the people heard about the innocent people we killed in the bombings. Now, 3,000 Americans are dead. We don't care how many Iraqis you got to kill. Killing innocent civilians is part of war. And that's what they sent us into Baghdad with. I joined in 03 because I was broke. I needed money, but I was a young American kid. I wanted to fight in a war. I joined up. Month out of training, I arrived in Baghdad, Iraq, January 04. Saddam's been captured. And I get there, and the guys that I'm serving with have been there for 6 months already. They were there in 03. And I go, well, you know, I think it's come out that, you know, these people had nothing to do with 9/11. There was no Iraqi on those planes. We can see around here there's no Al-Qaeda, there's no terrorist syndicates in Baghdad or Iraq. Saddam had stamped them out. And I asked my buddies, well, you know, we're here to find weapons of mass destruction. And they laughed at me. And I said, well, you know, we're here to help the people. And they laughed at me. And I said, well, what's our mission? What's our goal? I thought we were going to find the people that did 9/11. I thought we were going to get these weapons of mass destruction. I thought we were going to help people. And they're like, all we're trying to do is make it home alive. And then I'm going to lead you in now to the other lies, because you guys know the lies, but I bled for these lies. I watched my brothers die for these lies. People had lost people in 9/11. One, two, family. I lost many of my friends and brothers. And I lost part of me for the stuff I did in Iraq. And then we go to January, February, March. You know, nothing's happening. And then Bush gives his speech about bring it on. And in April of 04, we lost 135 soldiers for this lie, for his lies, for his swagger as being from Texas or whatever. And the more soldiers we lost, the more our procedures changed. Which leads into escalation. 9/11, we can go kill people now. We lost 135 guys. We can kill people now. We were ordered and fired upon, you know, hunker down, radio, wait for orders to return fire. In April, they told us, in a crowded area, if one person shoots at you, kill everybody. Because they're letting them attack you. They are no longer innocent if they're there at the time of the crime. Sounds like American rules. If your buddy commits a crime, you're there, you can get caught up on charges on it. But these aren't charges, these are death. We're killing people because they're there when someone else attacked us, because we believe that if we kill enough innocent people, they'll stop the people from attacking us. But what they don't realize is the innocent people we killed, it was their brother, it was their uncle that was trying to kill us, because we already killed his three children. You roll into Baghdad, every single big apartment building is blown up. Every single apartment building in Baghdad has been broken to the ground by artillery and airplanes bombing. you cannot meet someone in Iraq who has not lost a family member. Could you imagine what we had done in America if in 9/11 everybody in America lost a family member? What would we be doing? Would we be talking about war? No, we'd be in the streets with weapons. And so people talk about, oh, these people killing American soldiers in Iraq, they're terrorists. Not terrorists, they're wearing sandals. And they got an AK. And they got 14-year-old boys building bombs to kill these American soldiers because we've killed their family. So we're done in Baghdad. We killed enough people. I was ordered to kill innocent people. We killed innocent people. When they shot at us, we shot everybody. We were done, you know. Every guy I served was against the war. We believed 9/11 was a lie. This is in 04. Every soldier served us believed 9/11 was a lie. We thought the people would expose the lie, know the war's a lie, and bring us home. I got friends that are there in Baghdad in 07 on their third tour, 3 years in Iraq. And we're talking about it still when people are dying. We go down to Najaf on the way out because we get extended. You did a year, you can't go home yet. You got to go to Najaf. And we shoot hundreds of artillery rounds into downtown Najaf, areas that we couldn't shoot at before because they were religious places. But just like 9/11, the more soldiers they killed, the more we could do. It's all escalation. They've been escalating this war since 1990. And now they're finally, now with this troop surge, they're going to put soldiers on every street like they're cops. Because we've escalated. We've let them do it. We've let them do it because we stood by and we've talked about it. We got to hit the streets. You got to stop paying your taxes. You got to stop feeding this fuel. Because if we believe 9/11's a lie, then why are you paying your taxes still? Why are we still letting these soldiers die? And me, as now, I won't even talk to politicians about the war. Because there ain't no point in it. Democrat, Republican, they're all profiteers of war. Even lots of anti-war organizations are profiting off my brother's pain. You know, no Iraq veterans are getting paid off this war. No, we're all just sitting in the street homeless. I've helped 5 AWOL soldiers in the U.S. since I've been back. Well, I spent 2 years in Canada because I refused to go on my second deployment. I came back, I got kicked out of the military. So that's why I'm here, I'm a resistor. Because we're tired of waiting. We're tired of waiting for the politicians to stop the war. We're not going back for that third tour. I've been helping 5 AWOL soldiers in the United States, and no one's helping me help them. No anti-war organization, no one has helped me help these people. I'm digging money out of my broke pockets to help these people get off the street. And that's why I'm here today, is because, you know, if you believe 9/11 is a lie, like I do, and all these soldiers going AWOL, you gotta help the GI resistance. Because we're gonna stop the war. No one else is gonna stop. You could have a million protests, talk to a million politicians, expose 9/11, which you gotta keep doing. You gotta keep exposing 9/11, but that's not gonna stop the war. Because everybody in America pretty much knows it. Everyone in the anti-war movement knows it. They won't talk about it because they're scared of the bad publicity that comes with it, but I don't care, I'm a resistor. You know, the movement wouldn't even touch me because I was AWOL. So I'll say how it is. 9/11 was a lie. I know it. We're soldiers. We know it. So now I'm helping GI resistance. And that's what you got to do. You got to focus on 9/11. But like Dennis saying, you got to keep hurling, pushing stuff. There's 10,000 AWOL soldiers in the U.S. right now. There's a couple hundred in Canada, and they're starving. And we're dying because we believe what you people are telling us. No, you owe it to us to help us. All these Iraq veterans are dying because no one's helping us get with this PTSD. No one's helping the soldiers. No one's supporting us. They just keep sending us back to war.